Wins NRL tips. Thanks to the Settlers Inn and the friendly Fernhill Tavern in the industrial area.
Triple M rocks footy.
Yeah, what an intro. And now what a letdown. Here he is, Anthony Maroon.
Ah, oh, dear, oh dear. How are you, Strawny?
Mate, I'm good. I'm only pulling your leg. How are you, Chappy? Now, first up, I've got to ask you, I mean, you normally have your finger on the pulse of what's happening. Was Cameron Smith's decision a surprise for you?
Oh, massive surprise, mate. I'm waiting to hear more. I'm waiting to hear there's another little link to something else. At least give me some decent rumours. Give me some sort of gossip. You know, the world's greatest player, the most capped player of all time, just decides he doesn't want to play anymore a week after that wishbone tackle. And, yeah, look, I think maybe more will come out. I don't know. I hope it doesn't. I hope he just pulled the pin. And, you know, it might give us some sort of a level playing field at Origin. I just hope New South Wales don't go off at the mouth before we even kick off, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. Now, it is the old Murdoch press contrick. Every year they whip everybody up into an absolute frenzy about this is going to be the year, and we start favourites and we get flogged.
Absolutely, mate, absolutely. And now, look, they've got who's the only one left of the rat pack, if you want to call them? Billy Slater maybe is the only one left now. And
Greg Inglis.
Yeah, absolutely. But you still get blokes like Morgan, Hunt, maybe McCulloch. It's not like they're replacing them with niff-nuffs, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Look, we'll fall for the three-card trick again. You watch.
Absolutely, yeah. We will.
Anyway, we'll get off that subject. And listen, too, can you blokes stop naming illegal tackles after pieces of roosters? I mean, we've got the chicken wing, we've got the wishbone. Come on, you blokes.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's how the rest of the world feels about the Roosters, mate. Incidentally, I've had a word to Alistair Flowers about the that rooster-looking thing outside the Settlers.
You keep your hands off it.
Yeah, he says it's not coming down.
That's good.
He said he feels the same way about me, but it's not coming down. He said it's a bigger part of... It's been in Port Macquarie. It's a bigger icon of Port Macquarie than you are, Strawny, he said.
You idiot. Come on, let's go. Tonight, the battle of the big cats. Panthers at home at the Riff are up against the West Tigers.
Yes, for the uneducated, it's Cleary, the halfback for Penrith, making his return. His father's the coach of the West Tigers. Does he go into this game a little bit underdone? Well, maybe he does, but Penrith at home, I think they've just got their act together. They're ducks in a row. I'll take Penrith.
Now, just off subject to Maroon, Mahe Fanua, was he fined because of not turning up to training or for his haircut?
Well, what about that haircut? But do you want to be the one?
No, I'm not saying anything.
When I was a kid, my mum had this KTEL home haircut system. And, mate, she used to have a couple of Rescious DA stubbies and cut my hair, and it didn't come out that bad.
It was a shocker, but anyway, look, we'll just keep it quiet, all right? Now, tomorrow night, Eels and Warriors, that's the 6 o'clock game?
Well, I tell you what, mate, at the moment, I'd be confident my Laurieton Stingrays could beat Parramatta. And incidentally, Ego and the boys at Laurieton, thank you for all the Laurieton Stingrays gear. I'm wearing the jacket now. It is superb. I'll take Parramatta to win that game.
All right.
I beg your pardon, the Warriors.
You'll take the Warriors. Wash your mouth out, yeah. Now, the second game, I hate it when it's a late game. When you're a breakfast announcer, I normally don't make 8 o'clock, Maroon. This won't kick off till just on 8 o'clock. The Broncos at home to the Roosters.
Well, you won't make 8 o'clock because you've been at Port City Bolo on the schooners. I'll take the Roosters.
Okay, all right. Saturday, our Super Saturday starts at 3, the Titans hosting the Knights. This is a game you'd normally call, Maroon. What's happening here? Are you on deck?
No, well, Dan's got some gig on that night, so he says, do you want to swap? And I had a look and said, and saw I'd get a Rabbitohs game if I swap with him. So I said, all right, I'll help you out and I'll swap. So I took the other game. But I'll take the Knights in this one.
Okie dokie. Now, your Rabbitohs, gee, they looked impressive last week up against the Cowboys. I'm stupid for even asking.
Mate, yeah, I'm going to take the Rabbitohs here. Sorry, my young bloke's just trying to pilfer some money out of me. Yeah, I'm going to take the Cowboys to get beaten by the Rabbitohs. The Burgess twins, Sam at lock, Damien Cook, mate, they are premiership material. Do you hear me, John and Faye at Nambucca? Premiership material, the Bunnies, and they'll beat the Cowboys by 14+.
All right, now the other thing I do ask you, do you reckon you can get, because I reckon it would be a radio's press conference of all time, Anthony Seibold, Tommy Radonikis and Darren Lockyer together. Wouldn't they make a great choir?
Oh, mate, you know what? And they could make up a song about Neville Rann, who had a more gravelly voice than all of them.
That would be fantastic. All right, we'll get off being stupid. The 7:30 game, the Storm up against the Sea Eagles. That game coming to you from Amy Park.
Hang on, mate, you've made a living out of being stupid. What are you talking about? And you've done quite well out of it. So yeah. I don't know why you'd want to stop now.
Harsh but accurate.
I'll take the Storm to beat Manly. Manly, they'll try their hearts out and whatnot, but they just won't be good enough, mate. That's what it'll come down to. They won't be good enough.
Sunday, the 2 o'clock game, the Dragons, who will be stinging after last week's shocking display, up against the Raiders, who just keep getting beat.
Yeah, hot and cold Raiders, aren't they? Hot and cold. And when they're playing good, mate, they're easily one of my favourite sides. But, I think the Dragons aren't going to lose two in a row in their current state of mind. I think that the Dragons will get them.
Okie dokie. The 4 o'clock game, which you'll hear live on Triple M. Wow, I'm really looking forward to this game. The Sharkies, they were so good last week, and they got me home in the tipping comp, thank heavens, up against the Bulldogs.
Yeah, mate, you'd be a brave man to tip the Bulldogs. I know they had a good win, but look at the character and the guts that the Sharkies showed in the back end of that game last week. And I think as we get more into the business end of the season, this is when the good teams start to just sort of be a little bit more consistent. And the Sharkies are a good team, and I'll take them to win this one.
All right. Thank you, Maroon. Just talking about your young bloke sort of snipping you for a bit. I saw a bloke one day walking down the street here, and it had a T-shirt, and it had BOD and some type of building behind it, and I was sort of intrigued. So as he got closer, I squinted down, and you know what it was, Maroon?
No.
Bank of Dad. And it was a big building. I just nodded. I gave the bloke the knowing nod, and he nodded back, and we just kept walking. I thought, that's pretty bloody good.
Mate, my two snipped me more than they did when they were... I mean, they've got... Mate, this bloke, fair income, he gets paid, I don't know, $300 or $400 a week working in a bar and going to uni. He gets $400 and he spends $600. He should have done economics or something.
Yeah, let's remember, just like the old punters will tell you, Maroon, there's a simple rule. You've got to have more coming in than what's going out.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, next time I'm up there, I'm going to go to the Settlers. I'm going to settle down with Alistair. I'm going to have a big schnitzel and a couple of schooners. And I'm going to hide in there so that I don't have to fulfill that stupid bet I made with you a couple of months ago. So next time I'm in Port, you'll be seeing me.
Mate, they haven't forgotten either. There's more coming in the Telegraph. Watch this space.